Hi there, and welcome to Sweet But Salty Secret Santa Christmas Special Day 13. In this special, I pick one random topic from my little basket every single day without knowing what it's going to be. The topics were written down by my family members, so they're secret for you and they're secret for me until the last second, which is very exciting. Because I just recorded an episode, I have a little piece of paper peeking out from my basket, and I have a feeling it's going to be the next topic. So I'm going to read it to you. It's a topic that my dad requested. It's inner and outer growth. Now, he was very specific when writing this down. And in my experience, inner growth is the beginning for everything. I also believe that we're already everything we can be. We have everything in us that we need. So, how do these two things go together? I feel like life is a lot about development. It's a lot about shedding the layers of education and the way we were raised by our parents and the society surrounding us in order to liberate our true self, so to say. So I strongly believe that we're everything we could ever be. We have this highest potential and this highest self within us, and it's just kind of blocked, if you will. And it all starts within. Like, I feel like growth that we oftentimes seek in the outer world is just possible if we grow internally. And it's going to be mirrored on the outside. And I feel like inner growth is really something that starts with the relationship you have with yourself. So it's not even about the relationship you have with people surrounding you, even if they're very close to you, but rather the relationship you have with yourself. How do you build a relationship with yourself? I guess you start acting according to your own values and in a way that you would expect from other people. So if you promise something to yourself, do it. If you want to feel more love toward you, care for your body, care for your mind, care for your soul. Maybe it means not pushing yourself to do another round of cleaning, just allowing yourself to relax, spoiling yourself here and there with things that you want and just things you would do for a loved one, do them for yourself. And I feel self-worth is probably the root for every kind of growth. Like, I feel when growth is blocked, it's oftentimes a topic of self-worth that we don't believe that we're worth it. And that is something we are just allowed to let go and leave behind. And if the way is free, so to say, for ourselves to grow, the outer world will follow and everything in the outer world will follow because the outer growth that we aim for is just a mirror and a product of the inner growth we have done. Because if you change, the entire universe around you changes, and the way that you see the world and reality shapes what you're going to experience. So start with yourself, start with dismantling the way you've been imprinted by the people around you, and liberate your highest self. And then everything else will follow and fall into place. I really hope this wasn't too abstract and that you've enjoyed this. If you did, please make sure to subscribe and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. And I'll catch you tomorrow in my next Secret Santa Christmas special episode. Bye.